The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I don't want to make you a promise right here and now. When Donald Trump was elected, I made you a promise. I made several promises, but the primary promise I made to you was when he did something good and praiseworthy, I would commend him. When he did something cringeworthy, I would criticize him. And I did. I found far more to support than criticize, but I did not hesitate at all to criticize him and did so on many occasions. I will make the same promise to you about Joe Biden. When he does something praiseworthy, I will commend him. I would commend him for 95% of the speech that he made today. The portion when he went off the rails was talking about lies, lies, lies. He was obviously referring to Donald Trump. And for the over 70 million people that voted for Donald Trump, that's not going to bring any unity. Okay? In a speech where he was calling for the end of an uncivil war, when he was calling for unity, that was completely unneeded. All right? The rest of the speech I thought was good. It was not fantastic. Chris Wallace has lost his mind. Chris Wallace today said on Fox, he's been listening to inauguration speeches all the way back to John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and he said this was the best one he's ever heard. What planet is he from? It was a good speech. It wasn't a bad speech. It wasn't a terrible speech. But nobody in their right mind would say it was one of the best inauguration speeches in American history. That's just nuts. Okay. So I make the same promise to you: when Biden does something praiseworthy, I will commend him. If he does something cringeworthy, I will criticize him. I have a feeling that I'll be issuing more criticism than praise. Don't know. Maybe he will surprise me, and I am going to pray that he surprises me. But let me make you another promise. And I think I made a similar promise when Trump was inaugurated. I promise you, this program will not be all day, every day condemnation of Joe Biden. It won't. I remember very, very well when Barack Obama was president, several, if not most, of the nationally syndicated conservative radio talk shows, you turn it on, listen for 30 minutes or an hour, turn off your radio, and come back 6 months later, you wouldn't have missed a thing. You would not have missed a thing. Because every day, all day, every day, Obama bad, Obama bad, Obama bad, Obama bad. Obama did this and it's bad. Obama's, went here. It's bad. And I honestly, I quit listening to a lot of conservative talk radio because it was the same thing every single day. And it was not profitable for me. And there are a whole lot of other things going on in the world other than Obama was bad and, you know, hey, you're not, this is not going to be all day, every day, Biden bad, Biden bad, Biden said it, so it's bad, Biden went here, so it's bad. I promise you that. We're going to continue to focus as much as we can on spiritual issues, things impacting the church community, congregations across America, theological trends, theological heresy, the decline of America's mainline Protestant denominations. I'm going to look for every story possible to keep you up to date on what's happening spiritually in America, because I honestly do believe that's more important than what's happening in Washington, D.C., and more important than what Biden does. When there is something that you and I need to discuss as far as legislation, policy, executive orders, of course we will talk about it. Because politics does impact us, all of us. So I just want to make those promises to you. Now, with that said, oh, I got to share with you. Most of you, I hope, know about Vote Common Good. That's a subsidiary of the Sojourners and Jim Wallace, the grand poobah of the social justice movement. Yeah, the Sojourners, the far liberal left, who claim to be evangelicals. They're not even close to evangelicals. But anyway, they formed Vote Common Good. They don't necessarily want you to know that they're a part of Sojourners and the social justice movement, but they are. Okay? They are. And they constantly talk about love. Love, tolerance, acceptance. Let's tone down the rhetoric. Let's just be kind to each other. Let's just love each other. We don't want to be like that bombastic, mean-spirited Donald Trump. We're all about love, compassion. I just got this email just moments ago. This is from Vote Common Good. I wondered if they were going to hang around because the only reason they existed was to tell everybody how evil Donald Trump was and how wonderful Joe Biden was. That's the only reason they existed. And now that Joe Biden is president, I honestly wondered if they would just kind of fold up their tents and go home. Evidently not. I just got this. From VoteCommonGood.com, Bob, a previous version of this email stated our online event is tomorrow. The date is actually tonight. Well, that's important to know. It's official. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States of America. Listen to this. Although the Trump administration and its corruption, hatred, and deceit is over, our work has just begun. Tonight, we kick off the Biden administration by celebrating President Biden and Vice President Harris, their faith, hope, and love, and calling forward what can be. If you'd like to join us, you can learn more on our Facebook page or join us tonight on Twitter, YouTube, or Zoom pages. We will be live at 7 p.m. tonight. Now, who are going to be some of the speakers tonight for the Vote Common Good online rally celebrating the faith, hope, and love of President Joe Biden. We will be joined by John Pavlovitz. I haven't heard of him. Jackie Lewis, far, far left. Brian McLaren and Shane Claiborne. Now remember, this is organized by, this is a subsidiary, a legal subsidiary of the Sojourners. And they claim to be an evangelical organization. Brian McLaren and Shane Claiborne are absolute apostate heretics. They deny the existence of hell. They deny the inspiration of Scripture. They believe in a blatant universalism. An atheist has just as good a chance of getting to heaven if there's a heaven. We're not really sure there could be a heaven. But if there really is a heaven, an atheist has just as good a chance as a Christian. A murderer. As, by the way, an unrepentant murderer has just as good a chance of getting to heaven as a born-again, Bible-believing, dedicated to Christ Christian. Those are two of the speakers for their online celebration of faith, hope, and love. Yeah. Now, folks, which is a worst lie? The things that Donald Trump was accused of, or telling people there is no hell? Yeah, which is the worst lie? Think about it.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. It has begun. Oh, I'm sorry for laughing, but it has begun. I just promised you that we're not going to be Joe Biden all day, every day. But today is a historic day. He's making a lot of news. And therefore, it's absolutely appropriate to talk about it. But again, I promise you, you're not going to turn on this program every day. Biden did this. Bad, bad, bad. Biden did this. You're not going to do it. But he is signing executive orders in the Oval Office right now as we speak. And he invited quite a few members of the press into the Oval Office for the signing ceremony. Now, one of the hallmarks of the Trump administration was Donald Trump loved the press. Well, he loved to hate the press. But any time he invited them into the Oval Office or at a press conference or whatever, he would answer question after question after question after question. Right? Am I telling you the truth? He would sit there or stand there or whatever and answer question after question, even though the press was mean-spirited, vitriolic. He answered tons of questions. Joe Biden, in front of the press, and I just watched this myself during the break, we are rejoining the Paris Climate Accord as of today. I don't know what your opinion is on that. I think that's a disaster, but we're doing that today. Then he signed an executive order, and I'm not sure he knew exactly what it was because he had to read off of a note card. He only signed three executive orders while the press were there. One was the Paris Peace Accord. The other one was something about returning equity to underserved communities. He had to read it off a card. I'm not trying to be facetious or funny. I'm not sure he knew what it meant. But anyway, he signed that one. And what was the third one? I don't know. Anyway, he's obviously very tired, and I'm not making fun of that. He's 78. He's had a busy, busy day. He was up early. He walked a long ways, and he's tired. It was obvious that he was fatigued. And again, I'm not making a big deal out of that and certainly not making fun of him. It's just a fact. He's tired. And so he signed the three executive orders. He says, I'm doing what I promised that I would do. And then the press started shouting questions. And you know how it is. They're all shouting at one time. They're screaming and yelling, shouting questions. Someone said, did President Trump leave a note for you? Joe Biden said, yes, he did. And they said, well, what did it contain? And he said, well, I'm not going to tell you because it's private, but it was generous. Okay. After that, immediately, somebody on his staff, I have no idea who it was, began screaming, all right, out, 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 get out, out, out. I mean, screaming, we're done, we're finished, out, 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 get out, get out, get out. And I thought, what a difference. Trump would just sit there and take it and talk and respond and answer question after question. Biden responds to one. He brings the press in for a photo op. Okay? He brings them in for a photo op and then refuses to interact with the press. Now, this is going to continue, I think, through his entire presidency. He doesn't want to answer questions. Will the press turn on him because he shuts them out and won't answer their questions? Not a chance. No, they're not going to turn on him. Of course not. But it was just incredibly striking to see the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And if you can pull it up, I'm sure it's probably up on YouTube already on some news sites. Check it out. He signs three executive orders. They start shouting questions at him. And he answers about the letter. And then maybe I'm exaggerating with screaming. Maybe I thought the individual was screaming again. I have no idea. They certainly were yelling. Maybe screaming. Maybe you would think that's an exaggeration. But they were yelling, out, out, out. We're done. Finished. Out. Get out. Get out. Get out. It's going to be different. I mean, it really is. It is going to be very, very different. What the other executive orders are, I don't know. I would imagine we'll probably have a list by tonight or tomorrow, but his desk was piled high with executive orders. Almost all of them reversing policies and principles from the Trump administration. Now, to be objective, Trump did the same thing and reversed dozens of policies of the Obama administration. All right, we'll be back.